Just had the most delicious lunch with Sarah Raven, and we've been looking, and we've just done a course this morning, Sarah, on the cutting garden. Sarah, British flowers, the industry, it's in a terrible state.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it's very interesting. If you go into a cut flower wholesale market and you actually talk to the people there who are buying straight from the growers, they will report that the customer walks in, and if they offer a bunch of flowers saying these are British and a bunch of flowers saying these are Dutch and twice the money, almost everybody selects Dutch and twice the money. I mean, it's quite extraordinary. And if you actually interview people in Nine Elms Market, almost all of them will report exactly that experience. And I see it across the board. So I talk to growers and I talk to flower sellers. And we, as the customer, the buyer of flowers, are responsible for that. It's extraordinary that we somehow think that our homegrown product is not as good a quality as that's something that's imported. And obviously Holland has a huge cut flower industry, which is brilliant. I'm not going to slag them off at all. They're fantastic. But it makes total sense that you buy flowers that are grown as locally as possible. You know, why, when farmers markets are so fashionable and people like buying food where they know the name of the farm, why doesn't that apply to flowers too? I don't know. I think it is changing, and I think people increasingly, you know, are kind of getting into the idea that something very seasonal, very local, is lovely, but we do need to get through the perception that they don't last. And what I would say always, if you buy a seasonal local bunch of flowers, is sear the stamens in boiling water for 10 to 15 seconds, and almost everything will last then anyway. Or, best of all, grow your own. You know, don't buy it at all, grow your own. And just throw a packet of seeds in, you know, next week, week after, perfect time, soil's lovely and warm and moist, because we've had all this rain, so it couldn't be a better time. So something like pack of scabious, pack of amimagus, a pack, you know, even some cornflowers, some calendulas, whatever, put them in Cosmos, and you'll have tons and tons and tons of lovely flower arrangements right the way through the summer and autumn.
And from a point of view of edible flowers, that's something we can also grow in our garden.
Yeah, people don't realise how many flowers that we actually, almost all of us grow, are in fact edible. All the rose family are edible. All the pinks family, so the English garden pinks and the sweet williams, they're all edible. All the viola family, all the pansies, winter flowering pansies and the large flowering pansies, are all edible. They might not taste very much, but they look pretty on a salad or in a rice salad or whatever. And some of them actually have a very strong flavour. So, for instance, at this time of year, I'm using a lot of rocket flowers in salads, and they taste delicious. I use runner bean flowers. They taste really beany and yummy. And so I grow a red variety called Polestar, which is red flowers, a white-flowered variety called White Lady, and a pink and white, which is called Painted Lady. And I pick those almost as much as the beans themselves. And then, of course, nasturtiums, which are the famous other edible flower that taste incredible, really peppery, like black pepper crossed with capers. And I use those in a fish cake with a smoked fish and potato base, and just folding in lots of nasturtium petals to give you that real sort of zap of colour and flavour.
The sort of thing that you're talking about here, is it very expensive to go and buy these flowers?
To buy the flowers is obviously more expensive than growing them yourself. But no, not at all. I mean, a bunch of homegrown British flowers that will last a week, you should get away with under a tenner. Whereas if you're buying imported flowers from Kenya or Holland, you're going to at least double that. So it makes financial sense completely, particularly if you know how to make them last. And as I say, sear the stems and in boiling water, and then put a quarter of a Milton tablet into the flower water. That's, of course, dissolving bleach, and that will make them last longer as well.
And the seed packets that you've just been talking about, they're quite reasonable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, a packet of seeds is, you know, £1.50, £2, something like that. And you get a huge amount. You don't sow them all at once, so sow maybe a third of the packet and keep 2/3 for next year.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.